Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gentlemen, you ever hear of this section of the Nickelodeon magazine called Nick Rocks?
No, I can't say that I have. Last time I looked at a Nickelodeon magazine, I was sitting in an inside at a Pizza Hut, probably somewhere.
Ooh.
Probably enjoying some Crystal Pepsi.
Maybe Pepsi. Barely there was a pizza buffet, which really the only reason to ever go to Pizza Hut.
Pizza buffet.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? That's the only time where I feel like I can, like, feel like somebody from the Midwest who moved to New York and still doesn't order Domino's, even though I don't agree with that at all. And I'm from Jersey, and it's like Jersey pizza's the best, period.
Didn't they have Sizzler in Jersey?
They definitely have Sizzler in Jersey. I never ate Sizzler.
Right. So then you get your buffet and you get your pizza.
Well,
you
what I'm just saying, like that is like a nostalgic thing, thinking about that. I don't think a pizza buffet exists anymore. Oh, well, yeah, it does. CeCe's, right? CeCe's,
yeah. There you go.
The modern Pizza Hut buffet place.
It's funny you mention that because I went down a Rax hole. You guys remember Rax? Rax Roast Beef?
Luckily, no.
Yeah.
You didn't have that here?
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean here?
Here in New York, in Ohio?
Roast
No, we did
beef.
Not have this.
I'm listening.
You didn't have Rax Roast Beef?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not to my knowledge, but I'm also not a roast beef repository, as it were.
Right. Well, this was the offshoot of Arby's, and they had sort of like the same little area that you would walk down, the arboretum that you would walk down into and have your little little sandwich.
Looking for the word atrium.
Oh,
atrium. There you go. Not arboretum.
An arboretum would be nice too, because there'd be lots of trees.
It'd be better,
and beautiful.
Actually.
Yeah, it would represent a massive yeah. obstacle in the way of most franchisees.
The air quality in an arboretum is much better than the air quality in just an atrium.
Yeah. On the other hand, you'd have to pay for parking.
But did you ever go to an Arby's like that had an atrium?
No. Because
that was like the staple of Arby's in Ohio. It's like you would walk down the steps.
A lot of glass.
And then it had this bubble windows that you would eat in.
I only eat in Arby's that have the old school big ass signs with the hat. That's all I care about.
Well, that's exactly. That was the era.
Strictly the dank, though. Yeah, no lit. No, not lit.
I did find out that there's one fully still in existence, a Rack somewhere or another in Kansas or something. There's like two or three of them. But anyway, that is not exactly what today's episode is about.
It's
about
whatever.
Rocking. Today, we're going to do another dump, 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 da, dump, da, dump. Dump, 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 da, dump. Yeah, that's right. Another nostalgia dump. Let's go ahead and get the show started. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
What's that, Operation Cornhole? You want me to say something?
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
If because Mike and I were on TV in the 90s and we take poops, are we nostalgia dumping every time? That's all I want to
know. Oh, gross. Oh, gross.
Basically, yes. And my name is Jeremy. Great poo segue for my name. Thank you so much for tuning in. Do appreciate it. We are back today with a very scathing nostalgia dump about rock and roll. It is from very first premiere issue of Nickelodeon magazine,
the one with Chevy Chase on the cover.
Yeah, from I believe it's 1990.
That is a pizza. You could only get that if you went to Pizza Hut. So that's weird that is that.
Interesting.
Are you getting endorsement money from them? Because this is a surprising amount of pizza mentions.
It's a lot of deep dish talk.
It was just a. Just an observation, and now it's bared fruition. So I'm just proud that the world wanted me to say that again. But I'm not going to say the name. That pizza.
Danny,
place.
Do you record the new Pizza Hut commercials with Craig Robinson and all the old locations? And you're just like, that's my, that was my era right there. That was it.
Look.
Because they're doing like the they're
store number 2454. That was me.
If I want a buffet, I want it to have stained glass, like my grandmother's old, basement lamp light that hung from the basements, green,
the low, from
like
the low
deep,
basement ceiling,
deep greens and reds and some
that my uncles played cards underneath.
Exactly. Might be a couple shamrocks in there. Who knows?
Right.
Let's get some ground rules here.
Rules are that damn Yankee song was big. Can you take me high enough? Right.
Sure. Warrant's Cherry Pie.
We got Warrant's Cherry Pie. We are in the midst of record.
The worst.
We're in the midst of the band Guns N' Roses going from an acoustic album Lies back to electric, which would be Use Your Illusion.
We're at Sigma for hair product profits and music company profits all time. So
I have been getting,
it's only down from here.
I have been getting ads on Facebook for the band Nelson, which is primo this era, like right up the alley. Do you guys remember Nelson? It was the two brothers that had the long white hair. They're still playing apparently, and they want me to be their fan.
I always thought
they
that
put
Hanson,
it, they're, like they're doing one it, they're song doing in an Insta, they're doing an Instagram marketing campaign that hits everybody 65 and older, and you hit that right there, Jeremy.
I guess I'm in the yep.
I always thought range. That Nelson and Hanson should join forces to become Five Sons, and
there you go.
They could ultimately crush whoever tried to show up as four.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, but then we show up as Children of the Corn, the band.
And we
Children
got
of the
Isaac
Corn,
right
the movie.
We got Isaac.
The band.
Ooh. Yeah. Mike Love.
Children of the Corn, the movie, the band.
Right.
Well, this is called Can You Rock This IQ Quiz? And it's an IQ quiz about rock. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, their version of rock
is very
in
different.
This magazine differs from what we believe right now.
So we get some ground rules. That's why we tried to take you back.
Open your mind. I'm going to say that from rock to hip hop to anything that's called today. It might be in this category, might be pop, might be something, but they're calling it rock. I don't know why.
Top 40.
So flip a coin. Who wants to go first?
Michael.
Michael is going first. Your first question, Michael C.
Time out. Are we answering this? Is he answering a question? I don't get to answer.
One and one. There's 10 questions. You'll each get one, and then we'll add it up at the end. Okay. And if there's a tiebreaker, I'll tiebreak. Yep.
What's that operation, Cornhole? You used to listen to the radio a lot? Okay, good.
He's a radio guy. Yeah. Question number one, Michael C. Which two are titles of Def Leppard albums? All right. Diphtheria, Hysteria, Pyromania, Hypothermia. Hysteria, Diphtheria, Pyromania, Hypothermia.
What are the other four?
No, that's it.
That's it. Those are
no.
You have to pick two.
I get it.
You have to pick two titles.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Give me one more last time.
Two titles of the Def Leppard albums: Hysteria, Diphtheria, Pyromania, and Hypothermia.
Okay, one and three.
Hysteria and Pyromania. Yes, it is.
One and three. Never go wrong with one and three, unless it's, drumming.
Yeah. Now, this is going to be a visual question, which is really shitty for a podcast, but I'm going to show you a picture, Danny. Here is your picture. Got it?
I got it memorized.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Who is that?
Who is this singer? A, Lenny Kravitz. B, Michael Penn. C, Richard Marx. Or D, Harpo Marx? Well, bit of a stretch.
Look, all I can say is, as a kid watching MTV, when that damn Richard Marx 20-minute video popped up, all the separate different parts of that same fucking song, Richard Marx can go suck it. That hair can go suck it. The only guy that looked cool with that hairdo is Phil Lynott from fucking Thin Lizzy.
From Thin Lizzy.
Well, all right. You are correct. That is Richard Marx. 1 point each. Good God, we got a fucking barn burner.
Jeremy, your nostalgia dumps off to a dumping good start.
Okay, Michael C., this one, I can't believe this is right up both of your alleys.
Fish. It's fish. The answer is, oh, no, sorry.
The answer
it's
is
even,
fish.
It's even easier. Okay. Which two songs are on Cosmic Thing by the B-52s? A, The Dead Meat Club. B, Love Shack. C, Channel Z. Or D, Jingle Bells.
B and C.
B and C. And the answer is B and C. Correct, Mike. You get a point.
It was, there's a Deadbeat Club. That was kind of a trick question. Mm-hmm. That was a trick question.
Yeah. So a little B-52 shout out. See, none of this is rock per se. That's what I was trying to say in the beginning.
How is the B-52s not rock? They're rock.
I mean, they
rock.
Made a song called Rock Lobster.
They're new wave.
They made a song
they're
called Rock
wave.
Lobster, Jeremy.
It's pop.
They
I mean, if you
want to
classify...
Rock.
If you want to classify the B-52s, they made their entrance in the late 70s, so we're going to have to say that they're new wave punk.
Well, I'll go with that.
If you need to.
Yes.
But that's rock. That's under the umbrella of
rock
and roll.
That's still rock, yeah.
I just think it's more pop rock.
Well, that's fine.
Maybe that's the later albums. Maybe the earlier ones were more punky. I don't know.
They're certainly new wavy.
Yeah. Also, side note, I asked her to be on the podcast. Haven't heard back.
Kate Pearson?
Kate Pearson, yes.
Did you inquire?
Which would be a really fun podcast.
Did you inquire about her? Her
real estate.
Yeah, it's going out of business.
I know she's trying to sell it. Is what I'm saying.
She's selling it. Yeah. But anyway,
somebody
right,
could
Danny
make it
T,
work.
Which of the following are true about Paula Abdul? Not rock. Is not
this
in
is
this
not
list,
rock.
But it should
will,
be.
Doesn't
will,
matter.
Will,
she's still
she's
ruled
still
1990. It doesn't matter.
Guys, okay, which of the following is true about Paula Abdul? A, raised in L.A. and the San Fernando Valley. B, former cheerleader of the L.A. Lakers. C, was a junior class president and homecoming princess in high school. Or D, knows how to tap dance.
All I know about Paula Abdul is that we hung out a couple times on set of the Mighty Ducks, and she may have given me my first realization that I something was tingling down there.
It's because you saw Scat Cat or whatever that cat's name was.
No, because she was dating Emilio Estevez when.
No, ooh. He had a crush on MC Scat Cat.
You're
right.
You know what
right.
I'll do? I'll find that picture and I will post it. I'll send
yes,
it to
please.
You so you can
the
post
picture
it.
Of what? A me? Young boner?
Of him
what are you
making
gonna,
out
are you
with
gonna,
MC Scat Cat.
No, it's just me and Emilio and Paula Abdul, and I have like the biggest
and
smile
one,
on
and
my
one,
face.
And you're missing one person. Yeah. Jesus.
Double
that's
dating.
The problem.
You had Scat. He had, yeah.
I was going to say that she opposites attract. She takes two steps forward and two steps back.
I want to say as a sidebar, Dan, bonus question. I want to say all of the above. That's my answer.
Wow. I feel like it would be all of the above, but I mean, she's a dancer, so I would probably say that she's a tap dancer as a child, which it might be wrong. I don't know shit about Paula Abdul, except that she was smoking.
Raised in L.A., San Fernando, former cheerleader of the Lakers, junior press president, and homecoming princess in high school.
I'm between Lakers and tap dancing. That's tough because they're both dancing related.
Well,
I have to go. Well, it seems like she's from. There's second Los Angeles question. I'm just trying to keep this podcast moving here, but I'm also like I don't want to lose. So
he's a gamer.
I'm going to go with, she was a Lakers dancer. Final answer.
Should have listened to your brother. All of the above.
Oh. For the steal.
Wait,
for the
was
steal.
It all of the above? I thought that was his own. I thought that was your own.
All of those are true. She was from the
was
LA
one of the answers paper. All of the above?
I mean, no, but that was the answer. So I don't, I guess maybe on
a
technicality you could get a half a point, but
bullshit.
You're still not going to, that says all are true. So
Nickelodeon Magazine, you foiled me again. Yeah.
Once again.
Okay.
I need you to fall hard on this one.
And not like when you were trying to go on the carpet. It's different this time.
Well, I can tell you right now that he's probably going to get it right. Okay. Number five. Michael C., which was Milli Vanilli's biggest selling single? A, Blame It on the Weather. B, Blame It on the Rain. Girl, You Know It's True. C, or D, Blame It on Your Brother, which is probably would work in well.
I want to say Blame It on the Rain. I don't think it's Girl, You Know It's True.
Okay.
I just think it's Blame It on the Rain.
You think it's Blame It
I would say he's
on
right.
the Rain.
I would say he's right. Blame and it the answer, on the rain.
Blame it on the rain. Blame it on the rain. Blame it on the rain.
Takes a commanding 3-1 lead.
Blame it on the stars that shine at night.
Has anybody mashed up Ashley Simpson lip syncing also to Milli Vanilli? Because if not, we should do it.
Oh, funny. There you go. Funny no, I used to like, love Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, that shows your age.
Shows my age. It was. They put out some hot shit.
Did you want to have their hair? Did you want to have their hair?
No, that's there's a name for that.
It's called appropriation, Jeremy.
Yeah, whitewashing, whatever you want to call it, or steal. Yeah,
It didn't stop any Jamaicans on the beach asking me with my mop top red hair when I was 9 years old if I wanted them, which I said no because
You missed the mark. Could you imagine Little Pete in dreads? I mean, that episode would have been awesome.
He would have been. We would have. You know how many Bart Simpson bootleg T-shirts we would have sold?
Oh man,
of him with dreads.
Look here. Oh. Here's the funny thing about that. At 9 years old, my parents took all of us to go to Jamaica, and we went. And I booked a commercial, and I had to fly back from Jamaica to Los Angeles to shoot a commercial and then fly back to Jamaica all the while.
And finish my vacation.
My dad got food poisoning and was like deathly ill. And my parents suggested that I be a part of the, because it was at
funeral.
Yes. No, we prayed at the toilet for all.
Can you carry the tie sticks, please?
No,
we need somebody small to carry all the.
No, it was just that intestinal. We were praying for the demise of the intestinal bug that
parasite
in my father. Oof,
yeah, that passed through.
But they suggested that I be part of the talent show because it was at like some resort with like kids and like get on up there. And
that's when you started. And that's when you started with Mystery Pizza and the Nutella.
What I did? You know what I did? I did the scene from Monty Python. Old woman, man, sorry.
Oh, parrot,
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind. I'm 37. I'm not old. I can't just call you man. You could say Dennis. I didn't know you were called Dennis. You didn't bother to find out, did you? So I did that as a 9 year old, and the guy that came up after me only did Bart Simpson jokes, and he was wearing a Bart Simpson t-shirt of Bart Simpson as a Jamaican. And he beat me.
Oh,
he beat me, and I was so pissed about it.
Well, he had the better shirt.
You thought you brought your A stuff.
I thought I brought my, word for word and like different voices and the whole, I was there.
Some words you didn't even understand, but you had memorized.
Well, see, that's the George C. Scott curse right there. Because then I did that, I can know everybody's lines, and then I get fired from shit. Glad he's dead.
Oh boy!
Wow.
He's no.
Next
George,
question.
George
Next
Scott.
Question.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Number seven, Danny, this is your chance right here, because you could put a point on the board. You could make it a little closer. You ready? Now, you should know the state involved, okay? What is the town where everyone in Bon Jovi is from? So the state is obviously your beloved.
New Jersey, yes.
But what is the town where Bon Jovi is from? A, Sayreville, New Jersey. B, Secaucus, New Jersey. C, Asbury Park, New Jersey. Or D, Bevalve, New Jersey.
Sayreville.
Bevalve. I'm sorry?
Sayreville,
really? Yeah.
You're going Sayreville.
Probably
and the answer
legend.
To number seven is Sayreville.
Come on,
nice
guys.
Work.
Here's the deal.
Back on the board.
Here's the deal. Back on the board. Well, the people from New Jersey can't have both. They can have Springsteen or they can have Bon Jovi. They can't have both. But because he's from our beloved state, we also happen to know where they're all from. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, these are like, these are brown signs.
Yeah. This is New Jersey designated brown signs. Yeah.
Designated
Welcome to
brown
Sayreville,
when you go through,
home of John Bon Jovi. I actually got
when
babysat.
When you go through Oklahoma, there's about 10 signs for where Troy Aikman came from.
So I love how
John Bon Jovi babysat you?
This mini is just going all over the place here with things.
The rails.
This is like, about talk rock, about baby. But the nostalgia dump is like dumping nostalgia upon me. So my dad, because he is an electronics guy and always, you know, into pro audio and stuff, he was doing work for somebody, a roadie or a tech guy who was in Bon Jovi's entourage. And somehow he had to go to Bon Jovi's parents' house to drop something off for this guy. And John Bon Jovi's mom was there and he was like, you know, fixing something or setting something up or whatever, my dad. And so John Bon Jovi's mom had to watch me as a child. I was probably like 4 or 5 years old.
So that made you his brother.
Yeah, you guys are should try to get some of that revenue.
Yeah,
stream.
Dude.
You guys are mom brothers. You guys are mom brothers.
I tried to buy into the Philadelphia Soul, but that arena league just wasn't there long enough.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, you gotta do albums or you gotta do
anywho.
At least guesting.
All I'm saying is that I'm going to that funeral when she dies because she watched me once.
It's true. She watches over you.
All right, well, just to catch up, we are, Michael's up 1-3-2.
You're
game
not up
could
one,
go.
You're up a half.
No, we're
you
not,
said
it doesn't
you
matter.
Gave me a half
you
point.
Could say it, you're up an eighth or 0.8, and it still doesn't matter. all right, so who's up? This is Michael C., I believe.
This is
number
my
eight.
Question.
Which of the following, now this is another multiple choice, Mike, so be really careful. Which of the following are true about Debbie Gibson?
We know that they didn't. We know
all
they
of
didn't
the
have
above.
Multiple choice. Oh gosh.
Okay. A. Her first instrument was the uke. B. She'll be 17 on her next birthday. Now this is in 1990, so it's a little different. C. She once sang in the Metropolitan Opera's children's chorus.
I see him googling. I see him googling Debbie Gibson.
How dare you?
You fucking
D,
cheater.
She has 5 sisters, 5 brothers, all blonde, just like her.
What? I don't believe you.
What is
I thought
true?
Debbie Gibson was a redhead. Oh, no, that's Tiffany. My bad.
Oh.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Michael C., just to recap, first instrument was a uke. She'll be 17 on her next birthday. She once sang at the Metropolitan Opera's Children's Chorus, and she has 5 sisters, all blonde. Brothers and sisters.
All of the above.
I want to say all the above.
Don't you dare.
The answer is A,
yes!
Ukulele, and C, Metropolitan Opera Children's Chorus. We are tied. Or no, we're not tied.
Yes,
we're not
tied.
We're not even close to
tied.
We are tied.
You have a chance to tie. No, we're not.
We are tied.
You just didn't get the question. He doesn't get a point.
It doesn't mean
that
you get.
And I didn't get a question. I didn't get a point, but I got points for all the others. So we're the same. We've done the same amount.
Nice try, buddy.
He just got it wrong.
How?
So put another X. Just put another X down below, Jeremy. That's all.
Oh, because you skipped one. That's why it's not even anymore.
All right. Well,
I got it. I got it. I'm just trying to play fair here.
It's a rigged
election. I'm just trying to play fair.
Number five, I skipped because it was a visual one. Right. So anyway, yes, that's probably what got screwed up. All right.
Well, so then it's unfair. You have to make up a question on the spot then, Jeremy.
Don't. Yeah, there's three more. So there's the next one. Number nine, I'll call it, is for Danny T. Which two are DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince song titles? Ready? I want to fight Mike Tyson. I want to fight Michael Spinks. Parents just don't understand. I want to fight my parents. Those are your options. Which are two are DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince song titles?
Oh, those are good tracks. All of those.
Wow. You can just see the gears turning.
Summertime is all I hear in my head. That's all I hear.
Well,
I think that's Will Smith. I don't even know if DJ Jazzy Jeff's on that one.
He said Fresh Prince.
No, it says which two are DJ and Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince song titles?
One more time.
In the 80s, those guys were.
One.
I want to fight Michael Spinks.
No.
Parents just don't understand. Or I want to fight parents.
Parents just don't understand. Tyson, parents don't understand. Final answer.
So one in three is what he's saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie ball game. Correct answer. I want to fight Mike Tyson.
I mean, and parents anyone says just I want to understand. Fight Leon Spinks is very specific.
yeah.
It's niche. Niche is all I'm going to say. You know, there's fans out there who would get it, but.
Yeah,
it doesn't have the broad appeal of I want to fight Mike Tyson.
And look, let's be real. Will Smith loved his parents, so he would not like to fight.
I think in that same time I memorized the whole rap of Nightmare on My Street, which was their rap about Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
I had that whole shit memorized.
Oh, I love that.
Can you give us a little taste?
Sure.
Now, this is a story all about Freddy and
But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street.
Yep. Dun, 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 dun. classic. Huge Friday, Nightmare on Elm Street fan.
It was just an intersection of things that I liked at that point right there.
Okay. No pressure, Michael C. This is going to be the last question.
For all the marbles. And
for all the marbles.
Don't say the answer. And we just send it to you right now. You're going to text me your answers.
Okay. Are you ready? The tension is just like, it's just amazing. Question number nine, but I'm calling it 10. Which two titles are of Janet Jackson albums? Of Janet Jackson albums? A, Rhythm Nation. B, Control. C, My Name is Janet. D, Bad. Rhythm Nation, Control, My Name is Janet, Bad.
You're going to have to do your own. Because I feel like he just nailed it. I had both of those records on my tape deck.
Well, did Mike?
I don't know.
It's one and two. Final answer.
It is one and two. We are still tied, ladies and gentlemen.
the brothers of one who is in their 40s, one who's pushing 40. We know these answers, guys,
because
you know we're still stuck there sometimes.
All right, well,
pushing 40, eh?
Come February, then
here,
no one has to.
Here comes.
Then everybody
here
is
comes.
All in the same boat, except for
here
Jeremy.
Well, except Jeremy, because he already is getting the phone calls from AARP.
Guess what? Oh, my God. Newsflash, gentlemen. You don't have to be over 65 to get your AARP card. It's a lie.
Oh, you can get your discount
get
much
now.
By 55.
You can get,
yeah.
No, you can
or
get
50,
it pre-55.
Age 50. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Age 50, discounts on driver's insurance.
And 5 years. Do you want to save at the local motel? You can't do that. But if you want to save at like a...
No.
You know, a big...
Why would you want to save at the local motel? Just go home.
Well, not for, but if you're not home.
All right. Tiebreaker. Are you ready? This is going to be the same format. I just need you guys to text me.
How is it a tiebreaker? He doesn't get to score points on my question.
Yeah, right. So we were tied. So we're still tied. You both got it right. So
no,
this.
The last one wasn't your question. That was a final one.
It was my question.
We were
it was
tied.
My question.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just looking at my marks.
I'm just looking at my Roman numeral code over here and determining things.
All right, this one's going to be tough, but I think you guys can get it. Okay. In 1994, Nikki French
four
released
years after the publication
the
of
best
this.
Rock yeah. music.
I mean, if
year.
You want a 90s one, I have a 1991. Ready?
You have, yeah, 1990s. Let's
stick
it,
to 90.
Let's keep it together.
All right. The question is, Sinead O'Connor sang Nothing Compares, but what was the official spelling of the remainder of the song title? Text me the answer right now. Whoever gets it correct wins this. And quite frankly, maybe we'll have to do a double tiebreaker. I don't know.
You're going to need to do a double tiebreaker.
Nothing Compares. Let's see. Danny T, what do you got?
Yeah, just
and
like the other
right.
one was.
Double tiebreaker. Here we go. This one's going to be harder. I don't know.
I just want it to be an enigma question. Can you just ask, like, what in French, what are they
all
saying?
Right. Yep. Let's go. Last final minute.
Final minute.
Final minute tiebreaker.
All right. Sad. Who don't sang why. This song from April of 1990? The lyric is, all you need is your own imagination, so use it, that's what it's for. All you need is your own imagination, so use it, that's what it's for. Who sang that lyric? Please text me your answers or put it in the chat. Mike, stop.
I'm going out on a
stop
limb
Googling.
Here. Yeah, I can see you cheating. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Cheating. Danny goes with PM Dawn. Great, great answer from the era. Waiting on Michael C's answer here.
I know what it is. It's a B-50. It's the B-52s, buddy.
Triple yeah. OT. No, it was Madonna. It was Vogue.
Fuck.
Yeah. That was
1990.
Yeah.
I think we can we just one more and then if
you
want to
end
no,
it as a tie.
There's no
fine.
Winners and we end it just like a soccer match. We just tied it up.
That's not bad. I mean, ties are fine. Okay, here's...
What's that Operation Cornhole? I should shut the fuck up. Okay.
Here's one that is one of my favorites. For all the marbles, and if nobody gets it, we're going with a tie. Soccer rules. What song is this line from? All five horizons revolved around the sun.
I'm going back to my...
Anybody?
I wrote C above.
Well, yeah, it's not PM Dawn, so you've already lost. But Mike, if you get this, if you can even give the band, and it is a rock band from the 90s.
En Vogue.
Oh my God, Mike, you're so close. You're so close. Mike answered Nirvana. It is not. We are ending in a tie. Soccer
what did Danny
rules.
Say?
The answer was... Pearl Jam's Black.
Oh, God.
What
which is
Danny
one of my favorite songs
say.
Of all time. Yeah. But listen, I think you guys did great. We learned a lot. And we know what rock music really is. Paul Abdul,
well,
Jazzy Jeff,
see,
Fresh Prince.
I was assuming that all these answers were going to be Blues Traveler, Spin Doctors, En Vogue.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's sure. late.
It's a little bit
like
later.
It's
92.
Right? Okay.
Now, Spin Doctors... Yeah.
We're still talking hair product time here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Thank you for elucidating.
I got the stuff that you want. I got the things that you need. I got
I learned
more
two,
than
I learned two. I learned two Def Leppard album titles today.
Ooh.
Hey,
yeah.
I can send you Pyromania.
That's okay. I have a young son. I'm sure he's going to figure it out.
Here's a funny thing. That record is yellow and red, and it always catches Alfie's eye, and he's like, oh, I want to listen to that record. And then I put it on, and he's immediately like, nope, this sucks, Dad.
No, I don't want to hear it. D. Snyder.
You should do that with Billy Joel, just to see what he does.
Oh,
although
guys,
he probably would love him.
Guys, so. Shout out.
It's called Inoculation.
Shout out to my Tuesdays with Alfie this week that just totally shits on Billy Joel.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
won't
check
stand
that
for
out.
It won't stand for the slander.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
If you want to check out more Nostalgia Dumps, check out our feed. DannyMike.com has all those episodes, as well as all your listening platforms. We are a part
if
of
you want to wish If you want to wish Jeremy a happy birthday, do so at 347-470-8150, the Danny and Mike hotline.
Please do so.
Um, So yes, that's the hotline. Give that a shout. We are a part of the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Check out all their great shows. Danny is at D Tamborelli on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas. Mike's at Michael C. Marona on the Twits. I am at Jeremy Balin on the Insta and at Remy Balin on other things. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike.
And with the N spelled out.
With the N, yeah, please don't forget that. If they ever do start allowing that in the thing.
Ampersands, it's going to screw everything
up. Oh, Web 3.0, bro. Dude, ampersands are coming.
Danny, you're gonna be apologizing to us right and left.
we're gonna save milliseconds.
Oh, man. So much time.
Each time.
But you have to you have to count all the back days.
But where are the vanilla seconds? Are they there, too?
The milli vanilla seconds?
You can rob and fab all the time you want.
And guys, stay tuned. Stay tuned for some more minis that are going to be curated by some cool social media people on the Instas and Twitter that have devoted their life to 90s nostalgia. So in order to get some more content, stay tuned for that.
Yep.
Yeah, get your pogs ready.
And last little note, we are doing some shows. Check those out on the websites, nostalgiapersonified.com or dannyandmike.com. October 19th, we are at Littlefield in Brooklyn. October 20th, we are at Ardmore Music Hall in Pennsylvania.
It's Philly. It's pretty much outside of Philly, yes.
So it's practically Philly.
Yeah. So come out, say hi to us. Get your tickets today for that. We would appreciate it. And we have some new merch coming out pretty soon. We're going to release that. And who knows what else. Keep an eye on our Patreon. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
Watch this, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Milli Vanilli is not rock.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.